Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blintfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by my dear friend and Emma, co-founder of Saturate, Emma Skrakas, the nutrition coach, as you would all know her. And if you've followed me for a while and listened to the podcast for a while, you'll definitely know who Emma is. She's been on the podcast lots of times. She's the one that saved me from all the crazy diets and living off salad. I remember when she got me drinking chocolate milk all those years ago. It's over 10 years ago now. 10 years. I can't believe it. Yeah. It's so crazy.
And
it has been. Yeah. Because I've been with Craig 10 years and I met you and Craig at the same time.
We share that anniversary, the three of us.
We do. I know. And today we are just excited to talk about our brand new serum, Bioenergetic Methylene Blue Serum, which also has vitamin C in it. And it's been a long time in the making, hasn't it, Emma?
Oh my gosh, I still remember this conversation with our biochemists, the formulators, when I suggested I'd love to do a serum one day that contained methylene blue. I mean, these are obviously guys who know skincare, they do skincare, and they know the research, the products to use, and they'd never heard of it. And they looked it up and said, you want to put dye in a face product, so they just didn't get it. So I had to share with them the reams and reams of research, and yeah, spark their interest. But gosh, getting the formulation right without having you look like a smurf has been the biggest challenge, and sourcing the right quality, the purest quality we could find, and just getting the mix right. It's been trial and error, years of trial and error. I think it'd be two and a half years. Formulating it. Yeah.
I remember when you first came to me, like, oh, Kitty, we need to do a serum with methylene blue. You said to me, oh, there's all this great research around it as like a really powerful anti-aging, I don't know what you call it, ingredient or just methylene blue is amazing for your skin. And she sent me all the stuff and you said, okay, we need to do this. And yeah, as with the other skincare, it's just taken us years and years to develop.
We haven't chosen the easy ingredients, have we? Everything's been a challenge to try and stick it all together.
Start a skincare company, they said.
That's right. Oh, God. We were just saying last night.
I know. But it is, we're so proud of what we've created. It is incredible products. Like every time I use them, you know, I use the face cream and I use the body cream and I just think, oh, it's so beautiful. And it's so good to know that I'm putting such nourishing ingredients on my skin. And you know, I obviously, when I met you all those years ago, I was just like this toxic load of bloody fake tans and shit face creams and body creams and perfumes and just
Botox a little bit.
Botox, yeah, I did the Botox. Remember, I did the lips. I did the fake lips.
You have to dredge up a photo of that.
I know.
I need to see it.
Oh, so embarrassing. But anyway, all part of the journey, I guess. But yeah, I was, yeah, just rubbing all this shit on my skin. It is amazing. I think in Dubai, actually, I would always, because the Emiratis, a lot of the women there, they wear such heavy makeup, and the perfume, like you walk past them, you know, when you walk past someone and the perfume's like crazy strong, and I would often think, oh, these women, they're just putting so much chemicals on their skin.
This is a whole other conversation too.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, I think you and I are pretty reasonable, you know. We're not like, don't be so afraid of everything and stress yourself bloody out that, you know, every little thing needs to be non-toxic. But I think the body cream and what you put in your face and stuff that you, because every day I moisturize and clean my face.
On a daily basis, exactly. It's not occasional. Yeah. Every day, yeah.
Yeah, it can make such a difference.
I'm so proud too, and I think it's something we're both stubborn and we're both, none of the speed bumps have made us But it's so lovely when you can genuinely feel like you put something out there in the world that you want to use yourself, you want to use it on your babies, you want your loved ones to use it, you feel good about your clients using it, yeah. And then you sleep at night knowing that you've genuinely made something good. Do you know what I mean? You're not trying to hide something, you're not just trying to go for it. We're certainly not just going for profit margin. We've chosen the
Our products are so expensive to make. Our formula's like
so expensive to make.
And isn't it crazy when you, because they told us, like, they make creams are like $300 and they're like, these cost way less than yours.
Oh, and their cost price is $3. Bucks. Like, that's like, it's definitely, horrific. What goes on out there, and it's all marketing.
Mm.
Anyway, we should do a.
We should talk about methylene boost. So do you want to? the methylene, the blue. Like, what are some of the benefits for the skin, anti-aging?
Well, this is still it's still coming to light. It's been known about, I suppose, through a small bunch for a fair while. But in terms of the skincare industry, the mega skincare industry, it's still seen as a kind of a new, unheard of ingredient that people are starting to dive into. It's certainly not widely used as yet, but I feel like we're on the cusp of something big when people really get to know the enormity of the actual solid research that's been done on this. And it's been widely known about in the realms of medicine and general biology and biohacking for a long time. It is a man-made compound, and it was synthesized in 1876. I only remember that because I'm a 1976 baby. From there on, it kind of stayed mostly in those fields. But yeah, research was done only, I think it was about 10 years ago or so, on what it does to literally reverse aged skin. And it was quite profound what it proved it could do. One mechanism of action is that it's really potent at reducing the reactive oxygen species that do accumulate with age in skin cells, and these are what sort of break down the structure of skin. So it's a really powerful scavenger of the ROS, which makes it really powerful against not just in preventing premature aging, but literally reversing the visible signs of aging. And it's even more effective, particularly when coupled with vitamin C, and we'll talk about the vitamin C component, but even more effective in older skin, which is really interesting because you think it'd have a harder job of, making a dent in reversing the deeper wrinkles and things, but really quite fascinating how it's so powerful in older skin. If you describe it quite simply, it works as an antioxidant quite powerfully, but it is so much more than that. And what it's been found in the research studies, which I've written out and linked to every study in the article section of our Saturday website, so you can go there and dig deeper and read the back end and go to those studies yourself. And I recommend people do that. It's really important to, if you understand the complexity of this, or even just the summaries of these studies, it should be quite motivating as to why you'd want to have this, applied to your face every day forevermore. But it does protect the skin as well from free radical damage, general stresses, environmental stresses. So therefore it can slow and even reverse skin aging. It's been shown to improve things like elasticity, tone, hydration, thickness, general strength of the skin, also found to reduce general inflammation, redness, fine lines, and obviously smooth out wrinkles. So we're also excited just seeing ourselves as we've had, we've done trials over, we did a few months ago, didn't we, which was over only a 30-day period actually.
Only 30 days.
We didn't even... I think because it was about as long as we could run the trial with the amount of product we had on hand in the sample batches, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we figured, let's try running this trial. We didn't expect to see much because really, as far as skin goes, in literally seeing changes to skin health and structure, 30 days is a bit of a blink. But, gosh, we were blown away, weren't we? Some of the responses in just 30 days.
Yeah, I interviewed 5 or 6. I think it was 6. Actually, I've got a 7th lady on Wednesday for the results. And, they all said very similar things. So a reduction in fine lines, that their skin was more hydrated. It looked more plump, a reduction in age spots. One of the ladies said it was like she sort of had more bags under her eyes. It reduced the look of those. It just looked vibrant, fresh. And they were just amazed. Even Donna. So Donna, oh, she's so lovely. She was messaging me and she said, thank you so much for making me feel beautiful again. And she couldn't only in 4 weeks. Yeah, and they're also, because they're continuing the trial on now that we've released it, so they're going to do some longer trials.
Even after 3 months, 6 months.
I don't know. I'm so excited to get mine because obviously we had been using it as well in the trial, and Craig too, and Craig loves it. He's like, oh, my skin looks so much better. So for men, if they want to use it too, they can totally use it. But, yeah, I just can't wait for ours to get over and I can start regularly using it again. Mm. So it's really exciting.
And it's not just, I mean, there's obviously methylene blue in there in quite potent amounts. And we're also very lucky in the timing of this. Obviously, we said it's been years in the making. And during part of the formulation process, which makes me think it must have been more like 3 years in the making, because for a long part of the actual formulation back in the early days, I was lucky to have, you know, Ray P to chat to about. And he was, as he was with all our products, he was incredibly encouraging of us making what we're making and avoiding the usual suspects that you usually find in skincare products that just cause so much harm and the endocrine disruptors. So, you know, I had him to bounce off. And in terms of the ratios of certain ingredients and the combinations, he was instrumental in sort of suggesting things which we might not have done, and helping the formulator in figuring out, you know, how this will best work. Mm. So feel very grateful that, yeah, we got to have that input from him when he was around. We've got a very stable form of vitamin C, which works very synergistically with methylene blue as well. Good amount of niacinamide, there's vitamin B5, and it's more of a water-based as opposed to an oil-based product. So obviously we avoid all the polyunsaturated fats in all our products, but this one has no fats whatsoever, not even saturated. So it's very light. It really easily absorbs into the skin very readily. So
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I wanted to quickly jump in and talk about our brand new Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-Day Challenge. Are you a woman over 40 who's feeling stuck when it comes to your health and your body? Maybe you've tried all the diets, you've cut carbs, you've done endless hours of cardio, and you still feel frustrated with no lasting results. You are not alone. This is so common for women in their 40s and beyond. But the good news is there is a better way. This is where the Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-Day Challenge comes in. Say goodbye to endless hours of cardio, restrictive diets, cutting sugar, carbs, and quick fixes. And say hello to feeling strong, lean, and energized like never before. Get ready for a healthier metabolism, better sleep, balanced hormones, more energy, and sustainable fat loss. Transform your body, health, and life after 40. So this isn't just a quick fix diet or a one-size-fits-all workout plan. It's a method that combines metabolic support and body recomposition, specifically designed to help women build muscle, lose body fat, and restore hormonal and metabolic health after 40. So here's what you're going to get in the 28 days of the challenge. Custom macros and meal planning, so no more restrictive dieting or food fear. You'll learn how to set macros, adjust macros, build meal plans, and eat foods you love while fueling your body to burn fat and build muscle. We've got hundreds of structured training programs. So these are designed for busy women with simple, effective workouts that you can do at home or in the gym. Each workout is actually customizable to the equipment you have access to, and each exercise comes with a detailed video tutorial. You get daily coaching and support. So you get access to me and Craig for 28 days to help guide you every step of the way, accountability, support, encouragement, and expert advice. You get to use our incredible new strength tracker app to track your progress, complete weekly check-ins, track your food, build meal plans, and use our unique training system to ensure your technique is spot on and you're progressing week to week. You also get access to us for 28 days, so you can jump on live calls and get feedback and coaching on your check-ins, as well as access to us via our community platform to ask questions and get support. And you get lifetime access to the course materials with modules on nutrition, metabolism, and hormonal health, plus guides on setting macros, creating balanced meal plans, recipe books, meal ideas, and we're just going to teach you everything you need to know about nutrition. And here's the best part. It's just a one-time payment of $29 Australian. Plus, it comes with a money-back guarantee. So if by the end of the challenge, you're not convinced you can build muscle, lose body fat, and improve your health and hormonal issues using my method, I'll refund your money, no questions asked. This challenge isn't just about 28 days. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle where you feel empowered to take control of your health, eat delicious food, and finally break free from restrictive diets and endless hours of training. So if you're ready to finally take control back of your body and your health, click on the link below in the show notes and join today. Let's get back to the podcast.
Recommend wash your face first, ideally with a non-foaming cleanser, perhaps our
eye cleanser. Yes, adults.
And then apply it straight on. I've had a few people ask how much exactly should we use, but I don't like to put a dose as such with something like this because I think it does depend on a person. For some people, they find it drinks it in and they need more than 4, 5, 6 drops. I've had others say 3 drops felt like plenty, like to your skin. And I do encourage you, if you're going to go to the trouble of using it on a daily basis while you're there, put it on your neck, put it on your decolletage as well. And these areas often age as quickly as, if not, plus on your face. So that whole area, and you might as well get the benefits right down. Once that's sunk in, go with the face cream. And even still, if you feel like it's absorbed really well and your face feels, dry, the face cream does go on better just with a hint of moisture. So perhaps spritz the face just with a little water and then that would take really nicely. I had a couple of clients who said they really like to put on the serum, just leave it for 5 minutes.
And then put the face cream on. Yeah.
And, I mean, you could go that way too. I don't know if you have to do that, but.
Yeah, I just put the serum on and then I just let it.
You just chuck it straight on.
And then I just put the moisturizer straight on. And I'm like, I didn't do the spray or anything. And it was just so easy. That's the other thing. So easy as well. Like.
And this, yeah. And I think, and that Kitty is not going to mess around. Maybe you've got slightly inflamed skin or you've got, blocked pores or you feel excessively oily and you just want to, cleanse. You might want to cleanse twice. You might want to put it on. You might want to let that sink in, go by feel. But it's a very simple 3 steps.
Yeah, it's what I love about it too, because I like simplicity. Not having to use 50,000 fucking products and the oil. Remember before, we did this, I was so much about having this foaming cleanser and then I was like, you're right, it really does dry my skin out and strips the skin. And now that I'm using the oil cleanser, it just feels so clean and so, just a little bit of moisturizer, it's so amazing. Your skin feels so nice. And, I mean, if people are listening to this, go and have a look on our website at the testimonials for the face cream as well. Like, people just notice incredible like a reduction in, because I get a lot of sun because I love sun. I love, in Australia, and I think it helps with the sun damage. I think like I've noticed a reduction in the.
A lot of those ingredients are proven to reverse the damage occurred by the sun. Not to say it's not a sunscreen as such. There's no SPF whatsoever. We don't claim to have that, but these are ingredients that, on a healthy body that can make you slightly more resilient to the damaging effects of UV rays. So, and as with everything we talk about, it's not just what you stick on top of your skin, it's what's coming from the inside out that, if affects how you, if you burn and if you burn readily, that more often than not comes back to elevated estrogen and too many mucus in the diet. So if they're things that you're managing, you should find over time that you're more resilient in the sun and you can just perhaps get a bit of a golden glow.
I never burn now, ever.
No.
It's so good. Yeah.
Really good. It's a good place to be. And then, you obviously just use some common sense. I mean, but when you go out for so long, and some people say, but what about if I've been out for an hour and then I start to burn? Well, go in the shower.
Go inside.
Put on it. Yeah.
Oh, too funny.
Let's be really a bit more selective about what it is that we're just slapping on, because
yeah,
it doesn't just stay on the outside. That's the problem.
Yes, it does absorb into your skin. But no, I just love all of ours, just using our lip balm before too. They're just incredible. I love. You've done such an amazing job on all the formulations. They're so incredible. And I love using them every day. My skin feels so nice. It's just, it's yummy. Good nourishment for your skin.
Thanks for being my co-pilot and
our next
skincare industry to adhere to what we requested of them. And
so funny. Hopefully, like, the next thing we're working on is the makeup and the sunscreen, but that's a monumental effort as well. I think everything that we've done with this skincare is just a bit, it's big, it's massive. It's so, takes so much longer than you think. Hey.
It really does.
Yeah.
Everything's been
for 2 years, I reckon. At least.
Anyway, it makes you go, when it does eventuate, you've got that product in your hand, you're like, oh my God, we made this and it works. And
I know.
Remember
when I was on the plane, I can't remember what it was, and I messaged you and I was sitting next to like the head, what was he? Was it Aesop? He was like the head marketing IT sort of guy. And him and I had we were just having a chat, and they'd been around for like 38 years, I think, that he said. Like, I went into all the history. And I was asking him about like development of new products. He was like 2 years. And I was like, and initially I would have thought that was a long time. But now that we've gone through the process, we're like, it actually does take that long.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The back and forth and back and forth. And
yeah.
Yeah. And then there's certain limitations. And you know what you can access in Australia, but I think we did well. There's not one ingredient we really wanted that.
Yeah, it was not.
Or initially they told us you won't be able to get that, or you won't be allowed to use that, or we won't be able to get that into the country. And then we did. So
yeah, and you can go to sleep like and know that Emma, and I say this with love, and it is amazing, is the most anal about every bloody ingredient that goes into any of our skincare or our supplements. Like, the vitamin E is taking so long because and this is great because if we can do it, it'll be like the most amazing quality. But she like loses sleep over she's so pedantic.
I think I'd lose more sleep if you just went, you know what, that'll do. I mean, put something out there knowing full well it was a bit shish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really would.
I don't.
It's like, what is the point? There is so much shit out there, like much. And the more we do this, the more you realize how much shit is out there, how much shit is being sold to us.
Yeah, how the bullshit marketing claims. Like,
oh my God, it's 99% marketing budget and they spend 2%.
Yeah, fuck all on their products. So you can know, guys, like, sleep well and know that anything that we put out has been through the most stringent testing. Emma's like,
I was saying this the other day, someone who, you go, well, you know, here we are putting out skincare, which is ultimately meant to be, you know, supportive of healthy aging, all this sort of thing. And I feel like, oh my God, I've aged so much just making this. But no, at the end of the day, when our stuff comes out, and honestly, the testimonials really help us and make us.
I know.
We just go, that was all worth it. The pain was worth it.
And just using it every day.
Or someone's eczema's gone away.
I know, like Donna. Her eczema, rosacea, and like different skin issues, but obviously too, where, you know, a whole company is about good skin from the inside out, so the nutrition and what you're nourishing your body with too. It's like a complete, complete overhaul, really. So yeah, we're actually, and we'll be like, don't talk about this now on the podcast, but I can't help myself. We're going to actually next year a free community. Community that we're really excited about, so that we can really educate people more around this whole approach, because it's I think it's
a very small conversation around it all too. And I think the pressures when we're under, not just to look good and but the pressures to try the latest thing and the quick fixes that are out there, which we have no idea, considering how new a lot of these things are. The toxicity, you know, nothing's really tried and tested until you can really see the ramifications years later and what people are injecting and taking for the sake of, you know, looking at
it. I did Botox. I get it. There's this pressure, like, to look younger and look, you know, and focus.
Maybe you could actually look better and look like yourself doing it from the ground up, doing it properly and probably more simply. at the same time eradicating the stress of the unknown and the expense and all the things you go through. Yeah, it's a big deal. And I think whether it just be, the things you want to, you're tempted in taking or doing, or the stories people have firsthand of the side effects of these things. I think sort of encouraging that kind of conversation. So some women, it will stop them from going through what someone else has already been through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just heaps cheaper too. Botox is bloody expensive.
How much was it when you?
It's hundreds of dollars every time.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really hate needles too.
Just like puff up that local air. It's like, wouldn't you want to like nourish inside? The skin has so many capabilities, even when you're older, like just give it the building blocks and take away the things that are encouraging the degradation of the skin and, and there are many, many things to consider and many ideas if you might have tried this and that, but you haven't thought of these things. So these are the things we can discuss and see what's worked for others. And motivate everyone to just go, well, you just want to eat better and feel better and be consistent, which is people would much rather take a quick fix than be consistent on anything over a long period of time. But, yeah, being part of a group that perhaps you feel encouraged to stick with something.
Yeah, it's so life-changing. I mean, obviously it's completely changed the trajectory of my life and I wouldn't be doing this, and I just feel so passionately about it because it did help me so much, and I just love food, and I love eating food.
And you think doing things this way, yeah, I mean, the way you're living now, I mean, you still told me the other day you had someone at the gym compliment you on how good your skin looks, and there you go.
I mean, how old I was. Yeah, and they gave me a nice compliment, which I was like, oh, you're my new favourite person.
It's confirmation, you think? Yeah,
that's so nice. Yeah, he was like, you look strong and you look younger. You look much younger than that. And I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Was
he good looking too?
Yeah, I think he was older. Yeah, he wasn't hot Colin. Yeah.
Okay, I think we'll wrap this up.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in, and head to our website, go to the articles. Emma's written an amazing article with more education around methylene blue and its benefits, and, yeah, give it a try. I'm just really excited about seeing the longer-term results, and I can't wait to get mine again in the mail. But, yeah, it's really exciting. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kitty. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.